Our reading is taken from the 23rd verse up to the 25th verse of the second chapter of the book of Exodus. We are reading the NRSV English Translation, updated edition. After a long time, the king of Egypt died. The Israelites groaned under their slavery and cried out. Their cry for help rose up to God from their slavery. God heard their groaning and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God looked upon the Israelites and God took notice of them. In these human words, God's word is heard.
Thanks be to God.
So yun, good afternoon to everyone. So, ayun, I'm Jom. And ano, nakapag-weekend na ba lahat? Nakanood na ba? So, sino yung mga kumanta? Ha, meron? Umamin na? O, kasi ibaban namin. Papalabasin na namin kayo dito kung kumanta kayo. So, yun. Today marks the beginning of Advent in the liturgical calendar. Advent is the season of waiting and preparation for the coming of Jesus. So, ayun. Excited na ba kayo? Excited na kayo sa dating ni Jesus? We. Naman ata, para mas excited kayo sa mapapanalunan nyo sa raffle, no? O, parang nai-stress na kayo. Ala, paano ko iuuwi yung ref? Kahit wala pa. Yung TV or yung microwave, no? Oo, totoo. We believe in that. Yun. So, ako naman personally, I'm more excited sa Christmas break. Kasi as all of you know, yung sa work ko ngayon, sa ad agency, ay siya nakakapagod. Kaya I'm really looking forward for that. It's like almost 2 weeks of break for me. Our theme for this year's Advent series is Crying Out to God. So, as mentioned earlier, Advent is a season of anticipation for the coming of Christ. So, bakit naging crying out? Anong connection ng Exodus passage na binasa natin sa Christmas? Just a background lang, no, for our passage today. The book of Exodus has been Matthew's inspiration in his gospel. Matthew presents Jesus as the new and even better Moses. So, some of the evangelicals here might be familiar with that. We can see this in the parallels sa buhay nilang dalawa. Details such as their birth, wherein both were born under the threat of being killed. If you remember, si Pharaoh, he ordered to kill all Hebrew male children that are going to be born. Well, at the time of Jesus' birth, it was Herod naman, who ordered all male infants to be killed. Both were also spared from that ruthless policy. Moses, through the daughter of Pharaoh na nakakita sa kanya sa Nile River, at itinago siya sa palasyo. Kay Jesus naman, it was through an angel who warned his dad, quote-unquote, Joseph, that there is a threat sa buhay ni Jesus. Kaya sila umalis papuntang Egypt. Those are some of the details that Matthew used to present Jesus a similar or the better Moses, showing us that Jesus is meant to be the response to the cry of the people just like Moses. Yun. So, bakit Paskong Pasko ay naging about crying out? Yun yung question natin, di ba? Maybe a better question would be, why hope? Why need Jesus? Because Christmas is a story of God's hope as a response to the cry of the people. Like in Exodus, God used Moses for the liberation of the Hebrew people whose cries and groaning was heard by God. We only hope because we are looking for a better future, different from our present state. And I think hope is what keeps us alive. Meron ba ditong hindi nag-hope? However small or insignificant that is, as small as you hoping na masarap yung makainan nyo mamaya after the service, or sa mga akla na hoping na makabuking mamaya. Ayun, di ba? Sa mga single dyan this Christmas. And, or as big as ma-promote ka sa work. Wala namang masama doon. The reason why I'm saying it is because that is a proof that all of us do hope, whether we admit it or not. For the Hebrew people during that time, wala silang ibang choice but to cry out to God. Because they were under extreme hardship of forced slavery and oppression. And this is also the story of Christmas. It is a story of hope that comes from wrestling with our hopelessness. Hope that comes from vulnerability and facing the reality of the here and now. So in the state of hopelessness, what do you usually do? Do you deny reality? Or do you pretend like everything's okay? Do you hold back your tears? Or do you stop yourself from experiencing your emotions and sitting with them? Ako personally, lagi kong nakakatch yung sarili ko whenever I cry in times of marupok moments with the people I love. And I think this, na tuwing nangyayari yun, I tend to apologize. I think hindi lang ako to, I think most of us do also experience this. And iniisip ko, maybe the reason is that we see crying as an unpleasant act. We feel that showing it to people can cause disturbance to the existing peace. And we don't want ourselves to feel like we are a burden to other people. That's why we apologize or cry. We do not want our weaknesses to be exposed, hence we should avoid it at all costs. Crying carries with it unpleasant feelings and emotions, and our human tendency is to suppress that. We tend to always hold on to feelings or emotions that we see as positive. So in this preaching, I invite all of you, cry out. Huwag kayong makinig kay Fergie na big girls don't cry daw. Diba? No, kasi ang mature and healthy individuals do cry and see its value in their lives. Sitting with your sadness and crying out is a form of worship. It is the admission of our helplessness and reliance on God who listens, like how the cries and groaning of the Hebrew people was heard by God. Worship isn't supposed to be always a happy act. Of course, God wants us to be happy. But I think God also wants us to embrace and sit with our sadness. To cry, because I think God is pleased when we are honest with ourselves. Just like a partner or a parent who wants their loved ones to be totally transparent with them. So they know how they can help or how to be just present in their suffering. Your tears, your cries are a form of worship. God collects every tear you have shed, and God counts not only every hair of your head, but also every tear that comes out of your eyes. Crying is a ritual, and every tear is holy water, an offering to the God who cries with us. There are also some things and situations where healing can only come by crying, and your pain being washed by unrestricted flow of tears. Crying is being present with ourselves. It is us acknowledging that we are hurting or suffering and that things happening around us are not what it is supposed to be. This can also be a gift from God as it allows us to see things around us more clearly, things that we are not capable of noticing when we are happy. It gives us insights on what needs to be worked on in our lives, thus making our lives better. Also, sadness allows us to connect with others by being sensitive to their suffering. This also enables us to cry with and for other people as we see injustice more clearly after our rose-tinted glasses have worn out and when the feeling of happiness has dwindled. We now can't avoid seeing the concerning things around us that we don't usually notice before. The pro-poor and Roman Catholic martyr, Bishop Oscar Romero, said, "There are many things that can only be seen through eyes that have cried." Crying and groaning for the injustice that other people are experiencing is the first step in following Jesus' mandate to us, which is to love our neighbors as ourselves. it's only through these tears that we will be compelled to take action. Like some of our volunteers here are doing. This DIY church is built on the tears of our members. Tears from their experiences as queer people, rejected. Tears that come from their concern towards their queer siblings. These tears translated into action and service here in our humble church. Do not suppress your tears. Do not hinder these emotions to do its work for you. Yes, your tears do serve a function. Also, let's remember that not everyone is celebrating this Christmas season. There are people who do not have enough to be able to celebrate. There are some of our queer siblings who don't have families or communities to celebrate it with after being disowned or rejected because of just being queer. The festivities might even be a trigger for some because it just magnifies the loneliness and injustices that they are experiencing. As we hope for Christmas, the coming of Christ, let's remember that. While we all cry out in this season of Advent or allow ourselves to cry, it doesn't just end there. Let's remember that while the Hebrew people were crying and groaning, hope is working its way in the background. Just as when Moses was rescued by Pharaoh's daughter and Jesus was spared through the angel's warning, hope was already moving without the knowledge of the people crying for it. The palace is too out of reach for the Hebrew people enslaved in Egypt for them to know what's happening inside. Mary and Joseph's family is also too insignificant for people to know their whereabouts or to even know if the child is safe. Yet, hope is working even when the people don't even think of it. And this is also true for all of us. As Christians, we are supposed to be people of hope. But let's admit it na may moments where we feel hopeless, we feel beaten, we are hurt and questioning, where will this end? So, I encourage you to just feel it at iiyak mo lang. Iyak mo lang yan. Para sa people of hope, be comforted with the truth that hope is beyond you and around you, working even when you don't fully see it or are even thinking of it. Be comforted na ang Diyos ay kumikilos sa ating buhay at ating mundo kahit hindi mo feel, kahit parang antsakan ng mga ganap at sobrang fuck up ng mga bagay-bagay. Papaisip ka kung minsan kung end times na ba talaga. There's still a lot of good sa paligid natin na hindi natin fully nakikita or nauunawaan. Maraming magagandang bagay sa paligid natin that we even sometimes take for granted. Mga maliliit na bagay such as the clear blue sky tuwing umaga.
Taray.
Diba? The smell of our morning coffee. The sunlight na tumatama sa mga halaman, making its green color more vibrant. Yeah. To share my personal experience before, may one time na nagluluto lang ako ng itlog and then ang ganda lang kasi nung sunlight na tumatama sa kusina namin. And I want to... Oh, medyo. So parang feel ko high na high ako noon. Ewan ko, I can't describe the feeling na parang nagpiprito lang ako ng itlog. Nakangiti ako all the time. So yun, parang yun, sometimes mga small things that we take for granted. We also see that good sa mga taong willing tayong tabihan sa ating pag-iyak. Ito, sa mga cuddle moments sa ating mga booking. No, dapat may aftercare, no? Sa mga taong nagpapatakbo nitong DIY church na ito. The reason why we are here, hearing this message of hope. Di ba nga there was a time na hindi nyo alam na meron palang ganitong church? And how many LGBTQIA+ Filipinos would do not know that there is a church living, doing, and proclaiming love in safe space? In their despair, which was your despair before, there is good happening in Green Hills, San Juan. And hopefully, and they're hoping and crying out, they will find Open Table MCC the way that each of us did. You are doing good in your small ways. And you in itself are part of that good in the world. Kaya let's continue being hopeful and embodiments of hope in this world, even in the midst of our tears. So yeah. As we end, I just have one question for two different groups of people in this room today. For the first group, you might have not been feeling okay recently. Maybe a lot of things have been going through sa buhay mo, sa personal life, sa work, sa family, anything that is weighing you down. So yun, can everyone close their eyes? So if you feel like you're part of that first group, right now I just want you to feel your emotions. Think of all those things that makes you want to cry. Just allow it to pass through. Huwag mong husgahan ng mga emosyon. Don't think of it as something negative. And breathe. While you are sitting with your emotions, keep your eyes closed. I will now take this time to ask the second group of people here in this room. Maybe you're happy right now, or wala lang, wala ka napipil, neutral. Everything's okay naman and there's no reason to cry. That's totally fine. And let's thank God for that blessing. My question to you now as your eyes are closed. When was the last time that you cried or felt sad for other people? May it be your family, your friends, or anyone suffering. Who comes to mind? Can you say a prayer for them right now? Aming mapagmahal at dakilang mahiligna, we thank you for this opportunity to come together and just cry out as one people. Much as we are thankful for all the joys and blessings, we also thank you for all the tears shed, for we know that even in the darkest moments of our lives, you are with us. Comfort us and bring healing to our weary souls. Can you also give us the grace to turn these tears into grace and compassion to ourselves, whom we constantly beat up because of the pressures and rejection of this world. Grace and compassion to other people who needs to hear your message of love, inclusivity, and liberation. All of this we ask in the name of Jesus, whom we try our best to follow. Shanawa. Amen. Of course, Advent doesn't end here. We may be crying now as we wait on God, but there is a promise, and it is in God's presence in us. Through Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. God bless us all.
Amen.